I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 26th. Quincy School Committee Vice Chairman Anthony Andronico is the new Ward 2 City Councilor. Andronico was appointed on a 6-2 vote by the City Council last night to replace Brad Kroll, who resigned last week after 9 years on the council. Andronico was chosen over Richard Ash of the Ward 2 Civic Association, Dana Harkin of the Penns Hill Neighborhood Association, Attorney Kenneth Ogden, and Quincy College Board Member Mary Jo Brogna. At large, councilors Nina Liang and Ann Mahoney both voted for Brogna. Andronico will now step down from the school committee and be sworn in before next Monday night's city council meeting. His school committee seat will have to be filled by a joint session of the city council and school committee. A former Quincy man serving a 37-year sentence for the 1991 car bombing death of a Boston police officer is now seeking compassionate release because of the pandemic. Alfred Trenkler was convicted of building a bomb and helping his friend Thomas Shea plant it under the driver's seat of Shea's father's car in Roslindale to get the insurance money. Officer Jeremiah Hurley was killed in that blast. A 7-year-old Rockland boy was being treated for serious injuries after falling from a ski lift at the Blue Hill Ski Area in Milton yesterday. Officials say the boy fell about 35 feet while he was skiing with his family. He was airlifted to Boston Children's Hospital. The cause of the incident is under investigation. There were 45 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 478. Quincy's positivity rate is down to 6.5%. Quincy remains in the red category on the risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. A water main break got on Marina Drive at Marina Bay in Quincy this morning. Police say the pipe burst just after 6 a.m., flooding that roadway and disrupting water service. Quincy Water Department crews were on scene making repairs. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 26th.